Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Leonard Bernstein's music to West Side Story from the 2009 revival. The touring version of the show is now at the Colonial Theater in Boston. WBUR critic-at-large Ed Siegel joins us to talk about this and about another musical classic at local theater this summer. Good morning, Ed.
Hi, Deb. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
Good.
Okay, first question. How does West Side Story hold up 50 years later?
Well, the short answer is just great. Let's face it, Leonard Bernstein's music, Jerome Robbins's choreography, they're the best in the history of Broadway, I'd say. And the orchestra and the dancers here do full justice to both of them. We're going to listen to the sexy Jetson Sharks, who are dancing up a storm here, and listen to how Bernstein incorporated American jazz and Latin rhythms into Dance at the Gin. But, you know, Deb, I have to say that I found the singing and the acting kind of disappointing, particularly Kyle Harris's Tony and Ali Ewald's performances. Maria, not a lot of charisma there either. And they're the Romeo and Juliet of the story, and this is their classic duet tonight. No, I'd say a little too much vibrato and not enough personality.
Hmm. What about some of the changes made to the original production? How does that change it, and what was the intent?
Well, what happened was Arthur Lawrence, the author of the book, he wanted to toughen up the story. He died recently, by the way. He wanted to toughen up the story and maybe modernize it a little bit with the Puerto Rican characters speaking and singing in Spanish. But, you know, I don't think it's necessary. We know that people acted differently in the 1950s than they do now. And so I think that all just kind of detracts from the story. It takes you out of the moment, particularly since what we're getting rid of are Stephen Sondheim's great lyrics. A little too much politically correct canoodling, I think, for my taste.
Well, you know, another musical, Guys and Dolls, is at the Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield. And what's that production like?
Well, you know, everything that's wrong with West Side Story, I think, is right with Barrington Stage. To me, the beginning of summer is when Barrington Stage begins their season with musicals. They really do a great job. Usually, they're directed by Julie Boyd, who's the artistic director out there. But this year, it's John Rando, who staged the original Urinetown, who is directing Guys and Dolls. And it's just superb. We're going to hear Morgan James as Sarah Brown, the beautiful missionary who's being wooed by Skye Masterson. He asks her how she'll know when the right man comes along.
Beautiful, beautiful
isn't that nice?
Voice.
Yeah. And, you know, Deb, it's lighter than air, but with Rando's direction and the great cast, I was with us from the moment it began to the minute it ended.
For a longstanding musical, that's a statement.
Yep, that's right. And unfortunately, Barrington Stage used to bring its productions to Foxborough after the Berkshires. I wish some local producer would get on the ball and bring them back.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Well, Ed, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Deb.
And let's go out with this song, Daniel Marcus as Nicely, Nicely in Guys and Dolls. Guys and Dolls is at the Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield through July 16th. West Side Story is at the Colonial Theater in Boston through July 9th. Critic-at-large Ed Siegel reviews theater and the arts for WBUR. Ed, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure, Deb.